Timmins, Newmont has finally sold its Porcupine operations in Timmins to Discovery Silver Corp. of Toronto for $425 million United States dollars. Promising to invest heavily in the northeastern Ontario gold camp is one of the city's native sons, Tony Makic, the former CEO of Lakeshore Gold, who now steers this growing upstart company. The deal is expected to close during the first half of this year. To fund this transaction, Discovery said it's being backstopped with a $555 million financing package from Franco-Nevada. The Porcupine complex consists of the Hoyle Pond and Pamour mine properties and the Dome mine, now closed, and mill property along with the Borden underground operation outside Chapleau. In a January 27 news release, Discovery said its entry into the Timmins camp catapults them into the position of being a leading Canadian gold producer. Discovery's only other asset is the Cordero Silver Project in Mexico, claimed to be the world's largest undeveloped silver reserve. Discovery said it sees significant gold upside in the area and plans to unlock further opportunity to boost production and lower costs at Hoyle Pond, Pamour and Borden. The company also eyes the potential to upgrade a nearly 11 million ounce inferred resource at Dome. Discovery said it will make a commitment to drill extensively in the Timmins area. In a statement, Makic called the acquisition of the Porcupine complex an important community building step in the precious metals sector. He plans to create a team that has extensive knowledge of the area. On a personal level, I am from Timmins and have worked extensively in the area, including serving as general manager at Hoyle Pond and other sites, and acting as CEO of Lakeshore Gold, which built and operated the first new major mining operation in Timmins in over two decades, Timmins West Mine, said Makic. Other members of our team are also from the area and have similar experience working in various operational and management roles in Timmins. We know these assets well and have an extensive understanding of where the value creation opportunities exist. Makic said they bring a deep connection to the community, including local First Nations groups, and are planning significant investments in site restoration and progressive rehabilitation in order to ensure that all sites are properly remediated and are available for future use by the community. In a January 27 news release, Denver-based Newmont said this is the final piece of its divestiture plan, announced in February 2024, involving the sale of six mines and two exploration properties in Ontario, Australia and Ghana it deemed as non-core assets. The Musselwhite mine in northwestern Ontario, which was included in that batch of assets, was sold to Orla Mining for $850 million in November. Through the Porcupine sale, Newmont said it will receive $200 million United States dollars and $75 million in Discovery shares upon closing, due upon closing with deferred cash consideration of $150 million to be paid in four annual cash payments of $37.5 million starting on December 31, 2027. Newmont said it will generate $4.3 billion United States dollars from the sale of these assets.